Okay, so this on the Kriyas HaTorah that we have on Purim is from Parshas Bishalach, and the pasuk says Vayavu Amalek Vayilachem Im Yisrael Berefidim. It says that Amalek came and they waged war with Klal Yisrael in a place called Refidim. And there's a Gemara in Sanhedrin, maybe you're familiar with Sanhedrin Kuvav, and the Gemara in Sanhedrin darshins out Refidim. It says, what does it mean that Amalek came to battle out with Klal Yisrael in Refidim? Darshan says the Gemara, Rifyon Yedehan Shelter, meaning that Klal Yisrael had a Rifyon. Rifyon means to be loose, to be weak. That Klal Yisrael had a weakening in their Torah. And because of that, Amalek came to battle with Klal Yisrael. Okay. So if you look, take a look on in Parshas Bishalach, right, the pasuk there is Perek Yud Zayin Pasuk Ches. If you look at the Orach Chaim HaKadosh, at his comment on that pasuk, he says, Vayavo Amalek, quotes the pasuk, says, Lihos nit'atlu b'Torah, shenimshalu l'mayim. Because Klal Yisrael were nit'at, they were lax, right? They were lax, they were lazy, they were lax in their limud Torah. So because of that, that's why Amalek came. He says, because nimshalu l'mayim, the Torah is compared to mayim. Right? Anybody's learned the Gemara Bakama. Bakama, the Gemara tells us, Eimayim el Torah, based on Pasuk elsewhere, that when you're thirsty, you go get water. And right before this episode of Amalek, right, was the episode with the Klal Yisrael was thirsty, and there was the rock. So Klal Yisrael is thirsting for water, which is a representation of the Torah. Meaning, why are they thirsting? They should be satiated. They're thirsty because they were rifyon yideim shel Torah. They're weak in their Torah. So says the Or HaChaim, because Klal Yisrael was atzlu, they were weak in their limud Torah. That's why Amalek came. And he says further, he says, velo nitasku b'milchamto shel Torah. They weren't osik in milchamto shel Torah, in the milchama of Torah, in the battling, in the waging war of Torah. What does that mean, the waging war of Torah? Means in their Eisek HaTorah, that their involvement in Torah. You understand it different ways between a Harusa Shaft that people are arguing over a Svara, getting involved. A person's involvement in the Torah, right? Are we giving it? Are we putting our Chiyas into it? Are we learning Torah like it's another subject? It's just a book. We're reading through it. Or is it something that it flows in our blood? Right, kihim chayim. When the Torah is something that we learn, that with the passion, with the excitement, it's a part of us. It's not just a story. So says the Or HaChaim HaKadosh, because lo nitasku b'milchamto shel Torah. Right, the second hosaf that he makes is because they weren't osik in the milchama, in the battle, in the waging war of Torah. So I think we can understand this on another level if we look at Or HaChaim elsewhere. There's another Or HaChaim in Parshas Shoftim. And there in Shoftim, the Pasuk tells us, Ki teitze mil melchama, when you go out to war, aloi vecha, against your enemy, v'ra'ito sus v'rechiv, you see his horse and the rider, am rav mimcha, there's such a great nation, so much larger than you, you're outnumbered, says the Pasuk, lo tira mehem, don't fear the ki Hashem melekecha imach, because Hashem's with you. Right? And Shoftim is talking about a person who's out to battle. You see that you're outnumbered. It looks bleak. Don't fear because Hashem is with you. What does Or HaChaim say in that pasuk? He says, Akitetze l'mochama ulai sheremez ha-katuv. Maybe the pasuk is a remez too. Milchamta ha-adam im yitzro. It's a person's battle with his yetzer hara. In Parshat Shoftim, when the Pasuk says, when you go out to war against your oyvecho, your enemy, says the Or HaChaim, it's a remez to your Yetzihara. When you go out to fight against your Yetzihara, don't fear. It looks like he's great, he's big, he can win you over. No, don't fear because Hashem is with you. So I think we can tie that in to Yavo Amalek. Because would the Or HaChaim tell us, why did Amalek come? Because Klal Yisrael was, they weren't nit'asku, they weren't osik in milchamto shel Torah. They weren't osik in the battle of the Torah. Meaning, I think we can say that person is battling over the Torah. Who are they battling with? Themselves? Avada themselves, but inside themselves, the Yetzer Hara. right? We saw in Shoftim, where a person goes out to war, Aloivecha, who are you battling? Who's the enemy? It's the Yetzirah. So when a person goes out to a Milcham Tov Shatar, a person's battling with the Yetzirah against the Torah. Whatever that means for each one of us, we all have our own Yetzirah. Right? Yetzirah, when we're outside the base medrash, Yetzirah, when we're inside the base medrash, doesn't leave us alone. Whether it's our phone, it's our friend, whatever it is, we have to always realize it's a battle. And, but don't fear, because Hashem is with us. But that's why Malik comes, says the Archaim, because we weren't osik in Milchamta Shatara, meaning we weren't osik in the battle of Torah against the Yetzirah. The Yetzirah is always trying to pull us away. And we have to focus, we have to know what is that Nakuda, what is that thing for us? I mean, there's many things often. But I think, you know, leading up into Purim, it's a good time we can focus. We can put a focus. We can hone in. Because sometimes, you know, there's so many things that the Gemara says, tefasim rublo tefasim. You try to hold on too much, you can't, right? You grab a bowl of candy and you keep trying to stuff more in. Eventually, it all falls out. You can't do too many things at one time. So I think we focus. Take one Yetzirah that we have, right? Going into Purim. Right, Purim, where we're able to be misgaber, to overcome a malach. Take one Yetzirah going into the week going into Purim, and focus on one Yetzirah. How is it that I can battle, I can be victorious over that oivech, over that enemy, over that Yetzirah? What is it that I can do? Takes a cheshbon. A person has to stop for a second, for a few minutes to think, what is it that I struggle with? And what could I possibly do to overcome? And what greater time than coming in to Purim, where Amalek is going to come against us. But we're going to be prepared, because we're fighting the Yetzirah every day. Amalek comes. Amalek is also a nimsha for the Yetzirah. But we have to constantly fight. But we have to have a plan. If we don't have a plan, then we can never be victorious. So it's a time for us to think and to realize that, yeah, we have a Yetzirah. And we have to overcome that. And we can overcome that, because as the pasuk says, don't fear. Don't fear the Yetzirah, because Hashem is with you. Hashem is with us. He wants us to be successful more than anybody else, more than we ourselves want very often. We think that we're weak and we struggle and we can't overcome. Whether it's Yetzirah in Shemir Sinai, whether it's a Yetzirah in Limudat Torah, it could be anything it is. Yetzirah is always trying to pull us away, because he knows that kesher with the Torah, that kesher, he stands no chance. Once a person taps in and they have such a kesher to the Torah, it's kiyam chayenu, it's what they live, whether they're even outside the base medrash, wherever they go, it's with them. The Yetzirah knows he stands no chance. That's why he comes. Like, that's where the Yetzirah came. The Sar Shel Esav, he came to attack Yaakov, not Avram, not Yitzchak, because Yaakov, he represented, he was Yaakov Ish Yoshi Bal Yehalem. He sat in the tents. He was the one who learned Torah, because he knew that was where our Koach stands with the Torah. And I think that, you know, for some of us, the Yetzirah comes and he tries to attack us. And, you know, not with all this, the flashy, you know, the technology. Yeah, Bobby, that's a problem. But sometimes he comes, you know, he's in the base medrash. We come to the base medrash, but he gets into our head and he says, you know what, who are you? You know, you don't know anything. You know, you've been already, it's your second year learning, your third year learning, your fourth year, your 10th year. And what do you know? What do you know? Do you remember the sugi from last month? Do you remember the sugi from yesterday? And the Yetzirah gets into our head and he thinks, you don't know anything. You're not successful. You're worthless. What does it mean? And sometimes that it demoralizes us. It takes away our she'ifos and our desire to strive to become great, because we all have inside us an innate koach that we can reach tremendous heights in our limud Torah. But sometimes we get blinded because the Yetzirah, he tells us that it's worthless what you're doing. But there's a piece here, it's called Chai Olam. If you look here in Oz Beis, towards the second to bottom here, this piece Oz Beis. And this is from the Stipler Gaon, father of Chaim, Kinyasi Zatzal. And here he says, Amar Chazam, in Maseches of Rezar and Dav Gimel, Eina Kavosh Baruch Hu Ba B'Tiranya Im B'Riyotav, that Hashem isn't come with excuses for the brios, for creation, meaning Hashem isn't an excuse to punish the nations of the world. That Hashem will not request from a person more than his ability.
Midaso kvar hishim choko v'hi chaviv l'dnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
Kagon Hagadol Asher Hishlim Chokuk Kfi Chaylaso Shechein Sheminu Echad Maharbei VeEchad HaMamayit Ubavad Shichav Enes Libo LeShemayim. What he's saying is, sometimes you have a Talmud. In this Talmud, it's hard for him to understand to chapshat, and he puts in his efforts, and he's able to get out of it. You know, he put in his effort. He really tried, and you know, look, he got out as much as he was able to put in. He only had so much ability. You know, he's only been seriously learning for so long, and he got something out of it. He didn't chop everything, but he got something. He says that he chaviv, that's so precious to Hashem, LaKadosh Baruch Hu, like a great Haganah Gadol, like a tremendous Gadol, who accomplishes so much. Because he says, Va'echad hamarbe ve'echad hamamayit, whether it's a lot, or whether it's a little bilvad, she'echad is l'shamayim, as long as your intent is l'shamayim. As long as you have the right intent that I want to grow, I want to steig, I want to be better. Maybe it's slow. Maybe it's little day by day. Maybe, yeah, I'm not the top man this year. I'm not the middle guy in this year, but I'm trying and I want to grow. I want to be better. That's so chaviv to Hashem. That's more than the person who's he's the top guy and, you know, it's easy for him. He just opens up and he reads through, no problem, finishes all the marmakomos. We look at those guys and say, wow, like, I wish I could be like him. But we don't realize that our struggle is so chaviv to Hashem. Whether it's a struggling Yetzer Hara to wake up in the morning, to come to the Seder, to come to Shir, to put in a full Seder, whatever that struggle is so chaviv. When you see a person, yeah, it's so easy for him. The schar you're getting is tremendous. Ubilvad, he says, sorry, ubitzad echad, on one hand, hu chaviv yoser mabal hakishrom, hagol tushvat tzliach harbebe the Torah. On one hand, the guy who struggles, it's hard for him to put in the effort, and he doesn't necessarily chop everything. It's hard for him to understand, but he puts in his toil and he tries. For him, on one hand, he's even greater. He's even more chaviv to Hashem than the guy who's about kishrim. He has all the abilities. Why? Because ki legabe habal kishrim. When it comes to the guy who's about kishrim, he has the kochos, he has the ability, he has all of the tools to learn. Harei limud haTorah he etzlo la'ayne nafshi. It's gevaldik. It's mamish. There's nothing better. He would rather do nothing in the world. But Etzel, who? But the guy, it's struggle. He struggles. It's not easy. Sometimes, you know, he's learning a shver sugya. You know, I heard some of the chavrus in the Kudu Nifla and the Rambam. These are, you know, Kol Shah. These are not, it's not Arbi Psachim. You know, these are deep sugyas. It's not easy. But Etzel, Zehu, this guy, it's strong. It's not easy sometimes. Begeder hakrava, the niece is all kaved. Right? For some people, they come to learn. It's like mamish, like their mamish being they're a carbon. They feel like they're sacrificing themselves when they step in the base medrash. It's not easy, right? It's an all kaved. It's a heavy yoke. They'd much rather be doing something else, but they still come and they try and they put in that effort. The tanan lufum tsar agra. Right? Lafum Sara Adra. As much as the tsar is the pain, is the agra is the reward. It's so chash, it's so chaviv that you can take somebody, you know, throw them into a schedule with school, with classes, a morning seder, a night seder, tests. It's not easy, but when a person he puts in the effort and he tries to stay, he tries to grow. Yeah, we fall sometimes, but when we put in that effort, we try, we show Hashem, this is what we want. We want to be chaviv, so we want to be close to you. It's so precious in the eyes of Hashem. We can't ever forget how incredible that is and how much that means. Right? So when we have those days where we feel, it's a struggle. A malek comes, yabba malek, right? A malek or this gematria suffix. He puts that in. I didn't check it. It's gematria suffix. I don't know. But that's what they say. But that's something we have to realize. And for this week, coming in, leading up to Purim, take one Yetzirah we have and focus on that Yetzirah. For 1 week, let's try to be misgaber that Yetzihara, that willing. And okay, one at a time. We can't fast real fast. We can't do too much at once. But this is the time. This Purim is an incredible time of the year, an incredible time for tefillah, an incredible time. What's Purim? Purim, right? The Gemara in Shabbos and Peches. What does it tell us Purim is? But the pasuk says Kimu Kiblu. Right? It's Gemara Darshan Zark. Kimu Mashi Kiblu Kvar. Right? We're being Mekayim something we already accepted. Meaning at Har Sinai, Klai Yisrael, yeah, they accepted the Torah, but Hashem picked it up over the head. You better take this. That was Tshuva Meira. But on Purim, it's Tshuva Me'ava. Rashi says, Ma'ava Sanes. That the Klai Yisrael, they accepted the Torah with open arms, with Ava, with a tremendous love. Because of the Nes, they were saved. If we realize every day what a Nes it is, a Nes that we're here in a Beis Medrash, we can look at our friends, we see the lives they live. It's not fulfilling. We live such a Gevaldika life. What a Nes that is. A Nes, look at the real Hashgach in our lives, where we ended up, where we're going. That's an incredible Nes. We realize that Nes, day in, day out, it creates a tremendous Ava Hashem, a tremendous Ava Satara. We should go on the Purim with that Ava. The Purim's a tremendous day, Vena Hapachu. We can change everything. Shvi Zochet, to have a tremendous Purim, to be Sheikhet, to Yetzahara, to be able to grow together, to shy together as a Chaburim.